Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. I was on my Illinois farm this past week and had the privilege of speaking to the Knox County Farm Bureau. It was so much fun to see so many familiar faces of Farm Bureau comrades that I had worked with some 30 or 40 years ago. It's no surprise to you, I'm sure, but the mood is upbeat, excited about $3 corn and brighter future. The president wants to reduce gasoline usage by 20% in the next 10 years. Ethanol to the rescue. Corn farmers are all smiles as they contemplate shifting more of their cropland to corn. Everyone's not smiling, however. The livestock industry is apprehensive, just a little bit uptight. The question is, food or fuel? Will we have enough corn for both? I enjoy watching the market work. More acres will be shifted to corn with these kind of prices. I don't see any economic train wreck. Let's assume corn prices stay at $3.50 per bushel. At $3.50 corn, the break-even price for raising hogs is 44 cents per pound. Now, that's not out of sight. That might translate into a 3% increase in the price of pork. Big deal. Food's cheap in this country. The average family spends less than 10% of their income on food. Any consumer that's willing to pay $2 for a little bottle of water doesn't care. And any consumer that's willing to pay twice the price for designer clothes doesn't care either. To hear the wailing and gnashing of teeth from the livestock industry, you'd think they had never seen $3 corn. Well, we had $5 corn in 1996, and the market worked. We raised more corn, and the price came down. In my family's lifetime, I've sold hogs for 12 cents per pound, and I've fed 75-cent corn to those hogs. Somehow, we made the necessary adjustments to get to $3 corn and 45-cent hogs today. In the end, corn prices will be higher, and so will livestock prices. And that sounds good to me. Let's let the market work, and we'll find that it's not food or fuel, it's food and fuel. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.